Here. I've recently been obsessed with hojicha lattes. I don't even know if that's how you say it, but I made you one too. They have a little bit of caffeine, and I made it with oat milk. I figured we'd want to stay up just a little bit longer. Our last night in this cabin. Hey, I thought we said no phones. Who is it anyway? I thought you were done with her. I mean, it's whatever. I thought we came up here to get away from it all. Not trying to keep in contact with someone who's low-key obsessed with Dad. Oh, I'm wrong? You always think I'm wrong. But exactly how many have there been that I've been right about? I mean, so far, I'm 3 for 3. Okay, what about the one who pretended that she didn't like celebrating little milestones, and so she never celebrated yours, but somehow you would always get into a fight if you didn't acknowledge hers? Yeah, you should have gone to therapy about that. Without her. Or what about the one that made fun of all of your hobbies? I mean, I guess she didn't really make fun of them, but slowly but surely, you stopped doing them. Okay, dude. I guess you just started to have a brunch hobby around the same time. And what about me? I'm not putting my poor selections in my count of being right. Okay, yeah, he was a douche, but also he paid for everything. Okay, he was a walking red flag, but he ate really good pussy. Dude, say ew. My pussy isn't ew. At least he didn't think so. I mean, none of them were as bad as the last one. Well, he was really nice to your face, but he just talked shit all the time. There was always something wrong with everyone, including me. I mean, it didn't matter what I did. If I cooked a certain way, if I cleaned a certain way, there was always a complaint. I couldn't even suck his dick without getting quote-unquote feedback. Wait a minute, what? Why would you get blowjob feedback? You're the one who's receiving? Jeez, bro, I don't know. Maybe something's wrong with your dick. I'm sorry. No, fuck them. All of them. It's been so nice not to have to think about anyone, really. Other than you, big bro. Which has honestly been easier than I expected it to be. What the fuck? You didn't turn your phone off? Why are you so obsessed with her? How could she be the one if you didn't even like kissing her? You told me that. Yeah. So she just thought that you sucked at kissing. Did she think you did anything well? Maybe your ex and my ex should hang out. I mean, it took me time to come to realize that my blowjobs do not suck. And it'll probably take you some time to realize that your kissing doesn't suck. Things take time. Don't worry, dude. You're plenty kissable. With real cute cheeks. Sorry. Okay, anyway, should we watch something maybe? Maybe we can look up some kissing tutorials. I'm sorry. I shouldn't be teasing you. I don't mean to. I just... Look, I've spent a lot of time just thinking about why I wanted to come up here with you. And... you know, the time, of course. But I don't know. It's been so easy with you. It makes me think. And just about how close we've gotten. And how it's really nice. And I wonder if we spent even longer here, how much closer we'd get. No, not cuddling. I mean, yeah, I really do want to cuddle, but you know, never mind. Never mind. Sorry, did I make things awkward? I knew you're just gonna keep bugging me about it, so I mean, you think I'm pretty, right? I mean, I know you're supposed to say that, but like, I mean, actually attractive. Attractive enough to kiss? This is why I didn't want to say anything. Because I didn't want to risk fucking up our last night together. I don't feel like we're going to have another opportunity to spend time together like this. I'm going back to college. You're going back to work. Any other time we're going to be with family. I just hope that maybe by tonight, you'd maybe, I don't know, feel a little differently about me. Like maybe you'd want to kiss me. Look, I know it's wrong, technically, but who's gonna know? I don't know, I just wanted to feel closer to you. A lot closer. Oh my god. Oops. I don't know. But whoever said you're a bad kisser is full of shit. Seriously. I remember a guy just leaving his tongue in my mouth, like, it was kind of gross. But no, we've both got mom's lips, so it's nice. So anyway, we can just sit here and watch TV, right? What? You think I'm not used to ignoring your boner? Let's just say you're not shy with it around the house. Especially in the morning or after a workout. Hey, whatever happens tonight, I'm really glad we're here together. I miss you so much all the time. And I wish I could call you every night, but I don't want to be that annoying little sister. We should spend the rest of the night doing exactly what we want to do. No judgment, okay? You still look like you want to kiss me. Or maybe I just want you to. Things are so much easier when we don't have to talk about it. You know, you can relax. I don't know. I'm not gonna freak out about anything, okay? Okay. Here. Is that okay? Yeah. Well, my heart's racing really fast. Could we just turn out the lights and maybe watch a little TV? Well, I could put my head in your lap and we could try and have a chill night and just be with each other. However that manifests itself. I don't want you to think I'm a tease or anything. I think we just might be moving a little fast. Maybe not fast, but I don't know. I feel like if we aren't careful, we're gonna be ripping each other's clothes off and fucking right here on the couch. That would be crazy, right? Yeah, crazy. So, lap time? Oh, right, the boner. I mean, I don't mind if you don't. I suspect it'll go soft sooner or later, as designed. So, I'll just rest my head and kind of move it to the side. Wow, that's pretty hard. And oh, right. You didn't shower after the hike. Oh my god, I didn't hog the shower. And it wasn't even complaining. Give me the remote. No, I wasn't complaining. If you tickle me, I swear to God. Just resting your hands? Well, maybe rest them a little higher. Oh. I expected my ribs, but up there's fine too. No, no, it's okay. It just hits. So, what do you think? Batman, King of the Hill, maybe baseball? I feel like your cock is about to bruise the back of my neck. My tits can't be doing that much for you, are they? Oh. I could take off my shirt if that would be easier for you. You can just nod if it's easier. Okay. Sorry, I couldn't help it. I'll get back in your lap. This all felt less intense. I think when I was just... Yeah. Here. Give me your hand. Oh. Your hand's a little cold. No, it's okay. It's nice. It feels really nice. Rock of Love is also an option. Not Cock of Love. Even though I guess you've got that right here for me. I mean, not for me. Just... it could be for me. Really? I don't want you to feel pressured into doing anything for me just because I've been feeling lonely. Yes, I see. Oh, and feel how hard you are. Okay. Let me, Does that feel good? Yeah, you taste really good. I'm gonna gonna try and deep throat you, okay? Like, I guess I need the practice, right? Don't be afraid to come in my mouth. Seriously, I'd be honored. Wow. I love you so much. I can't believe you came. I didn't know I had it in me. So happy. We're finally doing this for each other. I really am. We both deserve happiness. Even if this is just for tonight. I'm so grateful for you. Don't worry, I swallowed it all. Am I sure? Oh my god. Here, I'll even take a sip of water. There. You're so annoying. I can't believe you're still throbbing. Because I haven't gotten off. That's very sweet. You don't have to worry about me. If I need to get off later, I will. I'm used to that. I love you too. I think if you're okay with it, it would be really nice to have your cock inside my pussy. Yeah, really. Let's fuck. But I want to face you. I want to sit like this and watch you slide inside me. I want to feel my tits slide up and down your chest. I want to see your face as you watch your cock slide inside. I just want to be with you as closely as we can be. And I want to remember this. Oh, fuck. my God. Oh my God. Oh, I love you so much. Look at us. Look how my body trembles as you slide your cock in and out of me. I never want you to pull out. I want to stay close like this forever. Fucking me like that. Oh, hold me close. I want to feel your arms wrapped around me while I take your cock. I can't believe you feel this good. I think I want to come. I've never come like this before, but it feels like it. Oh my God. Oh my God. I didn't hurt you by gripping you so much. Yes, keep going. Keep going. want you to come. Yes, I want you to come and see me. Oh, you enjoy it. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, needy, my pussy is for your cum. Oh, yes. You need to feel me, don't you? I know you don't. Oh, you need a release. I want to be that release for you. Come on. Come and save me. Come and save me. Come. Yes. Come. Come. Oh. Yes. Fuck. You okay? Yeah, I'm great. I'm better than great. I think we should just, I think we should just lay here. Maybe quietly. And just kind of stick with the plan and hang out with each other. Maybe fall asleep together. But hey, I don't want either of us to feel bad about what happened tonight. I love you no matter what. And we don't have to. If we never speak about this again, you're still my big brother that I love unconditionally. And I really feel amazing. So thank you. Okay, now it's time to confess that I really want to watch The Idol. Yeah, so I'm fucking serious. Listen, Lily Rose Depp is so good. And The Weeknd is whatever, but I haven't watched it yet. And I kind of want to understand the cringe. Be annoyed, whatever. I have the remote. You seriously got the remote app on your phone? What the fuck? We're never gonna agree on something to watch. Oh, what about your shit? You think you have some impeccable taste in shows or something?